requiring the play caller to call more runs, and obviously in this game it didn't work out. So what can you do in a situation like that? You just keep riding through this?
Well, I think you just control what you can control. You work extremely hard. You get an opportunity to carry the football. You have to make good decisions. You have to put it in the right place. And then you move on to the next snap. And so you only have so much control as a runner. And you do your job. You do it as violently as you can. And you do it as smart as you can. And then you move to the next play. That's the game of football.
You said, you know, he believes in Crow and he still needs to get him the ball more and he's going to. And Crow said, you know, he understands, he's being patient and everything, but he feels like he needs to get into the rhythm to make it happen. I guess what my question is, when he does get opportunities, even if they're limited, how is he doing? Is he doing what he needs to do?
The efficiency's been sporadic. It's not as good or high as rate as you'd like it to be. You'd like it to be at 50% as far as the efficiency, getting the yards that are needed, or plus four. But the long gainers have not been there. The explosive runs have been missing so far. But we'd like to get the efficiency better, and that's something we're working on, and hopefully that improves Sunday.
Does have the ball in his hands, and we've talked about this before. You said you needed him, you know, to be a little bit more explosive or hit the hole a little bit quicker. Is that still? Are you still seeing that, or are there too few opportunities to judge that?
Well, right now, as I said before, the efficiency has been sporadic, and he's trying to do the right things with the football. But again, it's about being in a rhythm, and that is correct as far as the offensive line and the backs being on the same page and everyone doing their job correctly. It takes the whole football team. It takes 8 to 9 guys to do their job exactly right for the run game to click. And we're getting it. We're off a little bit here and there, but guys are working real hard, and hopefully the improvement will start sooner than later, meaning this Sunday, because it's getting to that point now where, you know, you want to see it take off, whether we're in our sub package or in our base package. It's time to make more plays. It's time to get on track and become a dominant running football team.
Games, it's, you know, tends to set kind of the baseline for just how the season's going to go, or, you know, what type of team you have and all those type of things. And, you know, every week we seem to ask you pretty much the same questions about getting the run game going and that. Is it going to take Crowell getting a lot of opportunities to just get those explosive runs? Cause isn't it a lot to ask of a guy to break off explosive runs when he's getting maybe 3 or 4 carries early but then only gets 3 or 4 carries for the rest of the game?
No, I think it all comes within, you know, the design and the flow of the game. What a runner needs to do is just run hard. Every time they've got the football, run hard. Finish violently, and those things will happen for you. You know, you have to create at times your own yards, and because every play is not going to be blocked perfectly. And that's something that runners can't control. But what runners can control is how violently they attack the line of scrimmage, their reads, their decision-making, and then the ball placement. Those things runners have control over, and that's what he's got to keep reminding himself, is that, hey, I control that part, and I can do this better. Everyone's got to aim the thumb instead of pointing a finger. We all do.
He does need to run harder consistently, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that he has to do that every play. You know, just say, what can I do better individually to make something better, to make something happen? And I think sometimes we get caught up into, well, I didn't get it enough, or they got away from it. It doesn't really matter. You know, as I said earlier, we're just trying to control what we can control, and that is running hard, making great decisions with the football, and doing it over and over and over and over again, and not watch the scoreboard or take account of how many carries I have. Just play hard. And the playmakers usually make their plays when they play hard. And that's what we have to continue to do at our position, in that position, is play hard.
So do you think in any way that he's kind of losing that focus a little bit and getting, I talked to him yesterday about he stormed out of the locker room, didn't take a shower, was mad. Do you think that maybe he needs to just get the focus on, I have the ball in my hands on this play, and this is my one moment?
I think he's been doing that. And I think, I think we all were mad and wanted to storm out the locker room Sunday. So I won't hold that against anyone. But, he just has to continue to believe in that. That if I just do my job, it's a long season. The success will come. I just got to keep doing my job and playing as hard as I can play.
I get asked this all the time. Has there been any thought of featuring Duke more?
No, because Duke has a specific role, and we go into every game plan every week trying to get him, his touches. And he does a great job with his touches. He plays, sometimes 40, anywhere from 40 to 55% of the game, depending on what kind of packages we're in, the score, the situation. So he's getting his opportunities. Would I like for him to get more? Absolutely. But, again, it's all about the context of the football game, the flow, the design of it, where we are, the situation. Everything matters, and so everyone can't get 15 carries.
From Matt Days, we haven't seen a lot of him the last couple of weeks, but obviously you see him every day on the practice field. And is there some thought of maybe trying to see if he can provide a little bit of a spark?
Well, right now Matt's doing a really good job working during the work week. He's doing a good job of what we ask for him to do on Sunday, which is spot play when someone needs a spell. But there are no design packages right now. Matt knows the game plan. At any time of the game, he can be inserted. And we have confidence that he'd be able to, excel at a high level once he's inserted. But right now, that's not his role. Could that change? Possibly. But right now, that's not what we're asking of him.
Look at the Jets' run defense and think that this is a real opportunity for you guys to finally get this thing on track?
To be honest with you, every opponent that we look at so far this season has been really good. I mean, I know sometimes statistics say one thing, but when you look at their personnel and how hard they play and the execution and how physical they are up front, you're like amazed when you hear a stat that, they're giving up X amount of yards. So it doesn't show on the film. I mean, when you get done watching the tape, you think the other team has 30 yards rushing. So we're going into this game like we do in every game. We have a good, solid plan that we believe in. And we have to go out and execute at a high level and see what happens. But I'd love to have some success this weekend.
To follow up on Nate's question about Duke as more of the featured runner, just to change things up a little bit, and you guys are starting slow in every single game, I mean, why not throw Duke out there as your leading tailback?
That's something that Coach Jackson would have to make those kind of decisions on. But we like what we're doing. We're not satisfied with the results, but we like what we're doing. We like our plan, and we need better execution, and that's what we're all striving for every week, is to get better and produce. And so our guys are focused on doing that. It's just taking care of their preparation, because the performance will take care of itself. If you're prepared mentally and physically, the performance takes care of itself on Sunday. So our focus, our energy is always about our preparation every game week.
Just DeMario Davis, what are you seeing of DeMario on film and how well he's playing for them this year?
He looks really, really good. He's been outstanding in the game film we've looked at, and he's making a ton of tackles. He's all over the football field. He's playing in all their packages. And we think that right now we've got to account for him. He's rushing the quarterback. He's hitting receivers. He's tackling running backs. And he's been impressive on film right now.